on ktalk.co.za,
on the app,
on DSTV channel 885,
and across the city on 567 AM.
Well, let's take a look at some of the things to keep us busy in the week ahead. And we'll start with this week's gig guide from Grace Newton.
Hi, Papa. Starting out in the Cape Winelands, we have Mirati Wine Estate hosting their Saturday Sunset Sessions on Saturday night. We have the wonderful Hatchet Man making their way out to play. And Hatchet Man is made up of Jono Tate, Nick Catto, and Matt Catto. They play very complex, wonderfully written music with three-part harmonies. They play some covers as well, and they've got a very Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young feel to them. Tickets are 100 Rand, and you can either buy them at the door, or you can pre-book on the Mirati website, www.mirati.co.za. So that's 4 p.m. till about 7:30 on Saturday evening. I was there last weekend, and it is quite spectacular to watch the sunset behind Table Mountain while sipping on some delicious wine on the lawn. We really do live in one of the most beautiful cities in the world. Then moving to Café Roux in Nerdhoek on Sunday afternoon. They're also having their outside concert starting at 4 p.m. We have a treat because we have Lucy Kruger and the Lost Boys, who are local musicians, but they've moved to Berlin, so they've been living there. And when Lucy Kruger comes back down to Cape Town, she plays a few shows for us, so this really is a treat. They're also playing at the Gorgeous George Hotel in the city centre on Friday evening, but that show's already booked out. But for the Café Roux show, tickets can be bought through Quicket. The next gig I want to tell you about is on Saturday night, and it's in the Fishhook area. It's at a place called the Cottage Club. Now, the Cottage Club is run by Bill Knight, who's a legendary singer-songwriter around Cape Town, and he hosts concerts in his house. Bill says the club is dedicated to the celebration, nurturing, and development of local music, especially original music with a strong South African flavor. So this Saturday at the Cottage Club, Andy Lund is playing. Andy plays a combination of folk, bit of country, a lot of storytelling. It really is quite magical to watch him play. Tickets need to be booked by contacting Bill Knight directly, so I would suggest looking up the Cottage Club on Facebook and you'll get his number and his email address. There are many more gigs going on around Cape Town this weekend, but these are my top picks. I'm Grace Newton with your weekly gig guide only on Cape Talk.
Thank you so much, Grace. Before we leave the music behind, a reminder that you can also catch the monthly free concert at the Silo District in the V&A waterfront tonight. It's a really fun one this month. You can expect Latin American rhythms from Puesta del Sol, a 10-piece salsa band and salsa DJs, sure to get everyone moving. And there's even a free salsa dancing class before the show. So do arrive early. You can get some free lessons and then sit back and enjoy the music from 7. Best of all, there is absolutely no charge to attend that. Simply arrive at the Silo District in the waterfront and enjoy the music. The Neil Diamond fans should head to the Drama Factory in Strand, hosting a tribute to the legendary singer-songwriter tonight and tomorrow. Johan Liebenberg will be entertaining with classics like Sweet Caroline, America, and Song Sung Blue. The show is on tonight and tomorrow night at 7:30. If you're not familiar with the Drama Factory, it's in the Asler Business Park in Strand. Tickets are 180 Rand a head and can be booked on their website, which is thedramafactory.co.za. Now, going back to the waterfront, the Maker's Halal Market returns this weekend at Maker's Landing, showcasing not only wonderful food, but also the best local design and clothing and beauty and wellness products, all of them halal, from a total of 70 different vendors. It is on tomorrow and Sunday from 9:30 till 5, and entrance is free of charge. That's at Maker's Landing in the cruise terminal. I'm off to Maynardville tomorrow night. Can't wait for my taste of this year's Maynardville Open Air Theatre Festival. It is Shakespeare time. A reminder that the play this week is the whimsical Midsummer Night's Dream, directed by Jeff Hyland. Just a reminder, you can't take your own picnic baskets in this year. You can, however, either order a basket in advance when you buy your tickets, or you can go along on the night and shop from the food and beverage trucks who will be on site. That's what I'm going to do tomorrow evening. Now, the play is on at Maynardville until the 23rd of February. Ticket prices ranging from 160 to 300 Rand a head, depending on where you're sitting. You can book for that on Quicket. Lastly, for the art lovers, you can head to the Noortuk Art Point Gallery for an exhibition called Horsing Around. As the name implies, they have gathered a selection of artists showcasing equestrian-inspired works, everything from large paintings and quirky illustrations to a few pieces of sculpture as well. It's on at the Noortuk Art Point Gallery, which you'll find at 16 Noortuk Main Road in Sunnydale. The exhibition opens tomorrow at 5:30 and is on until the end of February. No cost to attend that one.
Lunch with Pippa Hudson
on Cape Talk.
Join the conversation.
Let's find out what is happening in the world of indoor theatre. Great pleasure to welcome back to the show independent theatre critic Robin Cohen of the Cape Robin website. Let's hear what she's got for us this week.
Thanks so much, Pippa. A must-see is Hanset in the Baxter Golden Arrow Studio. It's an excellent play with a superb cast, Fiona Ramsey and Graham Hopkins riffing off each other in this play by UK writer Simon Woods. Hansard, spelled H-A-N-S-A-R-D, Hansard, references the transcript, I suppose one could say, the archival method of transcribing parliamentary debates in Britain and in many Commonwealth countries, named after Thomas Hansard, who was a London printer and publisher. In the play, the protagonists, both in the extreme bubble of privilege in the Cotswolds in England, archive their lives, ferreting out truth and lies. It's a play about the personal and the political and how what we present for others is very different to what goes on at home. It's a must-see. Crackling script, knockout performances. The run has been extended until February 18. Opening tonight, February 3, in the Baxter, in its flip side, is Oedipus at Colonus after Sophocles. It's Magnet Theatre in collaboration with the Baxter. It's a new play, very exciting, and the cast includes the incredible Andrew Buckland, Jenny Resnick, Vanessa Yiza. It's on until February 18. Also at the Baxter, in the Masamba, and I haven't seen it yet, is The Grass Widow by South African playwright Louis Viljoen. It's a psychological thriller. It's on until February 11. So bookings for Hansard, Oedipus, Grass Widow, all on at the Baxter, are through web tickets. Yes, the Baxter has a generator. So Theatre Arts and Observatories in a church, it does not have a generator, but it programs around load shedding up to level 6. It's got a stunning platform on the go, the young professionals. The concept is that young professionals, young graduates, embark on their careers and have award-winning works presented during the studies, which have been seen by limited audiences. So the answer, young professionals. There's 6 shows on the program. It's on until February 11. I saw one of the shows, My Weight and Why I Carry It, at National Arts Festival last year. It's written and performed by Tasman Sherman. It's a satirical play honed out of our own experiences. We can all relate how food impacts on relationships, family, body image. It's very funny, entertaining, a great script. Bookings for the young professionals through Theatre Arts website. Lastly, 2 musical theatre shows, The Beatles Covered, Uncovered, at Theatre on the Bay. It's the return and final season of Lamta's excellent dance show, built around the armature of friendship, fraternal love, fun, fans, feud. That's F-E-U-D, as in fighting, not as in food. And it's on until February 11. You can book through web tickets. Interesting to note that a number of Lamta graduates are in the grand scale musical Calling Us Home. The world premiere of the new international version is at Artscape from February 15 to 19. That's Calling Us Home at Artscape, February 15 to 19. A very short season. Book through CompuTicket and don't miss it. So that's a wrap from me. I am Robin from the Cape Robin website. Thanks so much and have a wonderful hot February weekend.
Thank you so much to you, Robin. For this week's podcast selection, we turn to Cape Talk's own Rafik Wahid for an idea.
Every weekend, we plonk ourselves down on the couch and marvel at the achievements of the world's best sports stars. And while we enjoy watching sport for those few hours, we often don't think about the dedication, sacrifices, and hard work each athlete puts in to reach the pinnacle of their sport. World-renowned sports scientist Professor Ross Tucker from the Sports Science Institute and veteran sports journalist Mike Finch break down the myths, practices, and controversies from the world of sport. From athletics to rugby, soccer, cycling, and more, the two delve into the most recent research unearth lessons from the pros, and host exclusive interviews with some of the world's leading sporting experts.
Many of the athletes that we speak to have a lot to owe to the coaches that get them to the top level of the sports that they're involved in.
Yeah, and also coaches are the ultimate practitioners of sports science. In fact, sports science almost exists to support coaches. If you trace back some of its origins, sports medicine and sports science came about to optimize the performance of athletes who were already working with coaches. So they are the ultimate carriers of sports science into the real world. And that's why it's always useful to speak to the best of them and understand how they think, what they think, what their process is, and then how they deliver results to athletes. Because every single person listening, you might not be an Olympic triathlete, but the principles that make them better are the same things that will make you better. So that's really the intention of the series.
There are more than 60 episodes of the Real Science of Sports podcast, which is available on your favorite podcatcher. That's it from me for this week. Happy listening.
Thank you so much, Rafiq Wahid. We turn to our Eyewitness News Desk for a heads up on what's happening at the movies this weekend. Let's hear from Chanel September.
Carl and Sonny Larry. Didn't you and he used to be the best of friends?
We're still the best of friends.
No, you're not.
Who says we're not? Sit somewhere else.
This week we go straight to Ireland. The Banshees in Inisherin tells the story of two lifelong friends who face a standoff when the one abruptly ends their relationship with alarming consequences for both of them.
If you don't stop talking to me...
Colin!
And if you don't stop bothering me, I have a set of shears at home. And each time you bother me from this day on, I'll take those shears and I'll take one of my fingers off with them and I'll give that finger to you until I have no fingers left. Does this make things clearer to you?
Not really, no.
Starting from now.
But shush like, Polly. You know, shush like.
Yeah, I'd shush like.
Colin Farrell, Brendan Gleeson and Kerry Condon are in the lead. Martin Donohoe is in the director's chair. Here's a fun fact. The film has received 9 nominations at this year's Oscars, including Best Picture, Best Director, Best Actor and Best Supporting Actor. Other movies to watch this weekend include Babylon, starring Brad Pitt, Knock at the Cabin.
So you want to marry my daughter?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Well, Ezra... you could try.
And on Netflix, you can stream the comedy You People, which was co-written by Jonah Hill and directed by Kenya Barris. It features an ensemble cast, including Nia Long and Eddie Murphy, and the plot focuses on an interracial couple and how their families deal with modern love amid culture clashes. That's a wrap. I'm Chanel September.
This is Cape Talk.
Before we focus on winning minds, let's focus on things to take everything off our minds in the weekend ahead and get a little mindless entertainment in, shall we? Craig Falk is the deputy editor of TV Plus magazine. As always, we've called on him to tell us what's happening on the small screen in the week ahead. Craig, always great to have you with us. Welcome.
It's always a pleasure, Pippa.
One listener question to start with before we take a look at the viewing ahead. And it was one that came in late last week asking, please ask Craig, when is the second season of Heels going to air?
It's anyone's guess, really. It's been on 2 previous schedule updates from Mnet. Then it just disappears with no explanation.
Yeah.
The only possibility is that there's been a delay with the contract, which is sort of becoming the norm. Not to say that it's easy to just sign and that's it. You know, these contracts are hugely complex. They take into account what time the show is, when it's going to repeat, even how many repeats. It's a hugely time-consuming thing to go through these things. And the scheduling department thinks that they estimate when they're going to air the show, and then there's a last-minute hitch, and that's unfortunately becoming the norm. The SABC had it a lot with Survivor and The Amazing Race, which unfortunately still haven't even come back there.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, that's now a couple of years in some cases since we've been waiting. But interesting to note that it's happening at Mnet as well. Okay, look, all I can say to that listener is we will keep our eyes on the schedule, and when Heels appears again, we will let you know. What we can do in the meantime is tell you what's on the schedule for this week coming. And Craig, let's start on the terrestrial channels. It's Grammys weekend. If you want to watch the show, I believe you need to go over to channel 103.
Yes, so the 65th Annual Grammy Awards will be aired on Monday, the 6th of February, on One Magic, that's DSTV 103, at 8 in the evening. Trevor Noah is hosting the awards for the third time, and there's going to be everyone from Beyonce and Adele to Taylor Swift who are vying for the biggest awards in the music industry.
Okay, and free-to-air viewers are in for a treat in the drama stakes. Craig, the return of a show you and I both love and have spoken about before, Transplant Season 2 comes to the SABC.
Yes, it's going to be starting on Tuesday the 7th of February on SABC 3. That's DSTV 193 at 9 in the evening. Like you said, it's this fab medical drama. I actually think it's probably the best one on TV. And in Season 2, someone from Bashir's past in the Middle East is about to shake him to his core.
It's the one about a refugee from the Middle East living in Canada and working as a doctor there. Really, really good series. Transplant Season 2 starting on the SABC Channel 3 on Tuesday evening at 9 o'clock. While we're on drama, there's one you want to mention on Mnet as well, Craig.
Yes, Animal Kingdom Season 6 is also starting on Tuesday the 7th of February on Mnet. That's DSTV 101 at 10. Hugely underrated drama. It's based on the Aussie series of the same name, which is actually based on a true story. And in Season 6, we're getting loads of flashbacks of Grandma Smurf turning her boys into this highly organized, albeit chaotic, bunch of thieves and hijackers. You know, there's loads of infighting between them, but when the time comes, everything falls into place and there's almost no casualties. Everything gets done properly. And the best part for me is that Ellen Barkin is still playing Smurf. And, you know, she's this, you look at her and she's this nice old little lady. And the next minute she's pulling a gun on you and saying, give me your cash.
Okay.
It's genius.
It's called Animal Kingdom. I haven't seen it, Craig, but you've made me want to go and find seasons 1 to 5 before I take on Season 6, which starts on Mnet Tuesday night at 10 p.m. Right, let's jump over to the streaming services. Craig, your pick of the week on Showmax?
American Gigolo. They've got the first season of this drama series. It's a gritty sequel to Richard Gere's 1980s movie of the same name. It's got John Bernthal as this high-end male escort named Julian Kay, and he's been released from prison and is now trying to find the person who framed him for murder and had him thrown away. He's also got to make money at the same time, so he goes back into his old business. If you haven't seen the original movie, go watch it. If you don't really want to, think of this as the Flight Attendant Season 1 with Kelly Cuoco, just without the humor.
Okay, intriguing. American Gigolo Season 1 available on Showmax. Craig, I'm also hearing good things about a new Aussie series that drops on Showmax next week. What do we know about Bump?
Okay, so seasons 1 through 3 are going to be available to binge from Monday the 6th of February. It follows the story of a professional couple who are on the brink of divorce, and their lives are turned upside down when their overachieving 16-year-old daughter, Ollie, falls pregnant. Mm. The show takes this modern parenthood look, kids who never leave home, and this terrible and amazing things that do come out of one tiny mistake.
I'm hearing a lot of buzz around it. It's called Bump. You can watch all three seasons on Showmax from Monday next week. Craig, two things for you to flag on Netflix. Let's start with the thriller.
Yeah, so they've got season 4 of You. You can stream. I suggest streaming 1 through 4 in one shot.
Oh, wow.
It's a hugely popular psychological thriller with Penn Badgley as a serial killing stalker. And in season 4, he's got a new object of obsession now that he's escaped from the police. But he too is going to be stalked, and one of the people watching him is deadly.
Ooh, okay. It's called You, and you can watch all four seasons on Netflix. The next one is an animation. I'm assuming it's one for the kids. Craig, My Dad, the Bounty Hunter.
Yeah, it's got a really adult-sounding title, but it's one for the kids.
Okay.
These two siblings discover that their dad isn't just a boring old businessman like he says. They stow away on one of his business trips and discover that his name is Sabo Brock, and he's actually the toughest bounty hunter in the galaxy.
My Dad, the Bounty Hunter. You can watch it on Netflix. One last thing to squeeze in, and that is a new crime drama on BritBox. Tell us about Happy Valley.
So they've got seasons 1 through 3 of this crime drama. It's an intense drama thriller series that centers on Sergeant Catherine Kaywood, played by Sarah Lancashire, who was Raquel Volson-Hulme in Coronation Street for about 700 episodes.
Okay.
And her quest to right social and community wrongs and injustices.
And nobody does crime drama quite like the Brits do. So if you want a new one, check out Happy Valley seasons 1 through 3 now available on BritBox. Just a reminder that if you've got a question about your favourite show, when it's coming back, whether it's getting another season, etc., you're welcome to send it through in advance during the week by popping me an email to pippah@capetalk.co.za. And of course, Craig, you can always pick up the latest copy of TV Plus magazine in stores, can't you?
Yeah, absolutely. On sale right now.
Thank you so much. Craig Falk is the deputy editor of that publication, speaking to us from Joburg. Have a great week and weekend, Craig. And thanks, as always, for keeping us abreast of the new releases.